Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for joining us once again on this Monday night in November. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for joining us. And we want to come and just say hello to all our listening audience, to those we've missed, to those that have missed us. We want to tell you that it has been a trial. We have been missing you and been thinking about you and been praying for you. And now we're back, rolling into 2017. So we're so grateful to be able to be back on the line to come and give you some inspirational thoughts and words of encouragement, because we've just missed you tremendously. Tonight, we want to give a shout out to Reverend Terry at the First Free Will Baptist Church. We want to give a shout out to Pastor Michael Morgan Sr. At the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church, and also Minister Randall's church, and just all of our listeners, all of our churches, all of the ministries that we're connected with. We want to say hello to Free on the Inside. That would be the ministry that Minister Joel Lewis has. And we want to give a shout out to Beverly Beasley, our president and sponsor of this My Sister, My Friend. And we're just so grateful and so thankful to be back to give you some words tonight that hopefully will stick with you and find out why are you grateful. Our show is titled tonight, What Are You Thankful For in 2016? And we have Minister Randall back with us to give us some inspiration on thankfulness and tell us what's been on her heart and on her mind today, and since she's been away from us. So, Minister Randall, go ahead and say hello and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, Sister Lewis. It's a pleasure to be back with you and the listening audience tonight. I just first give honor to God, who is the head of my life. Without him, there would be nothing possible in my life, and all things are possible because of him. So I thank God for you. I thank God for Sister Beverly and Granny's Place to make this a program possible, for my sister, my friend, and all the awesome work that's being done just across the community. And as God is beginning to enlarge territory, just the things that are taking place and the ministries that are connected to this Blog Talk Radio. So again, it's a pleasure to be back before you on tonight. When I got the thing about Thanksgiving on tonight, I had been thinking about Thanksgiving, thanks and gratitude and things of that nature, but wasn't quite sure which way the Lord wanted us to go on tonight. So I'll start just with some very basic things. I think that it's very important that we understand the Word of God. A lot of times we don't really understand what Thanksgiving is, or to give thanks, or all those things that the Bible tells us to do, or another just to do, that sometimes we just miss out on the key things because we really don't know. We just make the assumption that everyone knows because you've been to church or because you sit in church that you know. But thanksgiving, giving thanks, gratitude, thankfulness are all very, 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 very key things and a must-have to the life of a believer and to the life of a worshiper. When we look in the Bible and we look up the word thanksgiving, I believe the Greek word for thanksgiving is pronounced Eurystia, and it means thankful, gratitude, thankfulness, thanksgiving. And when we study the Word of God, we say, why is it important that we understand or even mention the things of Greek or Hebrew? Because we understand that the Bible and the Old Testament was originally written in Hebrew, and the New Testament was originally written in Greek. And because of the translation, sometimes we miss out on the meat of the word, because in the English language we have present tense, past tense. But in those languages, there are different tenses. There's continuing tenses, meaning that present, past, and continue. So we need to understand what the Word of God means. So sometimes it's good to just pause. But I began to think about Thanksgiving, and I got excited, not because it's Thanksgiving season necessarily, but because this is a time that the whole world kind of like stops. So as believers, this gives us the opportunity to bring them in and let them know what it's really about, but it's not really about a turkey and pilgrims and things of that nature. But this gives us the opportunity to capture an audience that's already been captured. So, again, I thank God for you. choosing this topic for tonight. It's a blessing. I begin to study the word Thanksgiving, and I begin looking to the word and looking to the Bible. And Thanksgiving, the word is listed in the Bible about 43 times. And then when you look at the word thanks, I see that it was mentioned in the Bible about 144 times plus. It depends on what resource you went into to search it. And as you look at giving, it was mentioned over 100 times in the Bible. And so as I begin to think about Thanksgiving, why is it important? What are the benefits? What comes out of giving thanks? Does God really require that we give thanks? Because a lot of times when you listen to even believers, when he's asked and they give God thanks, some of them say, well, you don't have to say thank you to God. He already knows your heart. And I want to just break the false conception tonight that God does want to hear from you. He does want to hear your thanksgiving. He does want to hear your gratitude. There's a scripture, a passage of scripture that's found in the book of Luke, around the 17th chapter. And so if there's listeners on the line tonight, I always want you to bear witness to the scripture. I won't be going to the scripture because it's a very familiar scripture. But if you have your Bibles or you're in your home, you're not familiar with it, or you just want to bear witness to the word of God, then if you would turn to Luke, the 17th chapter, and it gives the account of what I'm about to share with you on tonight. And it talks about Jesus when he encountered thanklessness, meaning that people did not give him thanks. He was traveling what some commentaries call the frontier country. He was walking and traveling between Samaria and Galilee. And again, this is found in Luke, the 17th chapter. Now, he was on his way. Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And he was going into a village. There were 10 men who had leprosy that met him there. And the Bible and the scripture tells us that they stood at a distance and they called out to the Lord. They said, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Basically meaning, have mercy on us. Have sympathy for us. And so Jesus is called aside by the shouts of the afflicted men. And based upon the scripture says they had a serious skin condition that in the present day that we translated to the term that we use as leprosy. So Jesus enters into this place. They didn't approach them, but the word says from a distance, they began to shout at him and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And for these men to do this, I'm led to believe that they had to believe that if Jesus could heal the blind, if he could heal the lame, if he could raise the dead, that he also had the power to help them. So they were already outcast because in the biblical times when someone was diagnosed with this condition, they were moved away from everyone else because it was a very contagious condition. So we have these 10 lepers who are gathered in one place, that are residing together, that are walking together, that are suffering together. Everything that they did was in unison. Everything they did was like an assembly. And so when they saw Jesus coming in, they said, hey, we have nothing to lose. So they began to raise their voice in a desperate hope, saying, Master, please help us. Have pity on us. Have mercy on us. And in the scripture, what's so profound, Sister Lewis, about this is when we hear about it and there's teaching and there's preaching about it, we're always led to believe that Jesus did something at that time. But as I was studying the Word of God today and going back to the Word of God today, the Bible tells us, the scripture says that when Jesus saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. He didn't lay hands on them. He didn't spit on the ground and make a prescription or anything like that. He simply tells them to go to the priest. So he gave them a command. He gave them instructions on what to do. So here I had to then begin to say, well, why would he tell them to go to the priest? Because in this time, all cures, all healings had to be recorded. And the priests were like the referees. The priests were like the food organization that gives a seal of approval for food. The priests were like the pharmaceutical entities in the government that approve that this medicine is okay to go out on the market. So they had to verify every healing. Everything that was changed, the priest, it had to go through the priest for they can say, yeah, this is good, this is so. So the priests were there to pronounce that they were healed, and give them the authority to go back into the community. So they could not go back into their regular living just by saying that they were healed, but they had to be proved by the priest that they were actually healed. So when Jesus gives this command, the first thing comes, he says, just go see the priest. So if he told us today, if we cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, heal us, Lord, have mercy on us, Lord, come see about us, and he doesn't write a prescription, and he doesn't lay hands, or he doesn't, you know, give us a prayer cloth, or he doesn't anoint us with oil, he just gives us a word to say, go do this or go do that, would we do it? Because I had to realize in reading and studying today and by way of Revelation today that Jesus had done nothing outwardly to assure them that they were cured. He had done nothing. So I was led to believe by way of the Holy Spirit that this was a trial of obedience. How would they respond to what the Lord had just commanded them to do? Something in the reputation or the way Jesus looked at them encouraged them to believe that they had met not a divine indifference, but God's mercy on the road. And they went and they were cleansed. Again, when you say this word, as they went, they were cleansed. The obedience preceded the healing. As they went, Jesus gave the commandment to go. And as they went, they were healed. So the act of healing came by their obedience, because they obeyed. One of them was so excited out of the 10. And we're talking about Thanksgiving tonight. When he saw he was healed, he came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at the feet of Jesus and thanked him.
Hmm.
The one who came back was a Samaritan. We have to remember that up until this point, there were ten lepers. There were 10 of them. They had acted in an assembly like they were a concert choir. They had lived together. They had cried out together. They had gone off together. They had all been cleansed together. Now, the point we have to look here is that one peels off, and he decides to leave familiar. He decides to leave ordinary. He decides to take a chance of being unpopular, to doing something out of the ordinary. And instead of him staying with the pack, he has back for Jesus. Whatever had happened in this man, he knows that he has been blessed. And this is where we get into Thanksgiving. And the blessing requires a response.
Hmm.
That is what Thanksgiving is. The blessings of God that is on our life, our response to what God has done, what God is doing, what God is going to do, is our thanksgiving. It's our gratitude. It's our praise to him for what he's done, for what he's going to do. We show gratitude. It is our response to what God has done. So this leper, first he sees, then he turns, and then he praises. And as we study the scripture, and then the Samaritan still humbly at Jesus' feet, he's there, thanksgiving, worshiping at his feet. And then Jesus says something. This kid is kind of like stops the whole thing. And this answers your question for those who ask, does Jesus expect us to say thank you? I hear that a lot. The answer is yes. Jesus asked a question. He said, were not all 10 cleansed?
Hmm.
Why do we think that Jesus asked that?
Because he clearly was the only one that came back. Mm.
He was the only. So in your mind, Sister Lewis, if you just say you were in that space, and this miraculous thing that happened to 10 people, but only one person came back to give thanks, he said, "We're not all 10 cleansed. Like, didn't this work for everybody?
Yep. That would make me think that they weren't as grateful as that one, you know, or thankful.
And he went on to say, you're absolutely right. He said, where are the other nine? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? If praise and gratitude was not a requirement or not expected, Jesus would not even question why only one returned. So for us to say that God knows our heart, that's a true statement. But he also requires a response to what he's doing in our life. He requires a response. And this scripture supports the fact that he not only requires it, but he expects us to come back based upon what he's doing in our life to respond to what he's doing. Almost like you are constantly helping me. You're constantly pouring into me. You're constantly giving unto me. You're constantly blessing me. You're praying for me. You're paying my bills. You're giving me rides when I need a ride. And I never pause to say, I thank you.
Girl.
For answering the phone at midnight. For answering the texts at midnight. For being that shoulder to cry on. For being that food when I'm hungry, for being that shelter when people didn't have anywhere to stay, and you open up your doors and say, you can sleep on my couch. And some of us even went beyond that and said, you can have my bed. How would that make you feel if all your life you gave, you gave, you gave, you gave, and no one paused to say thank you? So why do we think that our Father, the one who died for us, rose again, shed his blood for us so that we may have a right, and continually blesses us from generation to generation, who heals our body, who cures all of our diseases, who walks with us as our provision, to go into the courtroom with us, to erase records, to remove tumors, to stop surgeries from taking place that the doctor said that would have to take place, and he heals us. For restoring years to our life when the doctor said you have 3 months to live, and 20 years later you're still living, but not only are you're living a great life. Where are the other nine? Where are the other nine? Where are the other nine? Some people would say that was childish for him to say that. But no, it wasn't childish. He wasn't looking for praise as his part of Jesus. Though he had already warranted their obedience, he wanted something more. He sought their gratitude, gratefulness. And gratitude and gratefulness is knowing and awareness that we are a recipient of goodness. Until you respond to the blessing, God does not know that you are aware that you have just received something good and that you've been blessed. Until we show gratitude, gratefulness. Didn't these nine men know that God, did they know what God had done for them? It was important to him that they knew what God had done. It is important to God to know that we know that when God is moving, when God is activating, when he's acting on our behalf, when he's standing in proxy on our behalf, when he's healing our body, when he's curing our diseases, when he's giving us wisdom to get wealth, when he's opening doors, when he's preventing favor in our lives, he just wants to know that we understand that it's not us. It's not our goodness. It's not our degrees. It's not how we look. It's not our charisma, but it's the anointing and the blessing that only God can give. And he just wants us to pause in this season, but every season, just to say, Lord, I thank you, and I understand, and I am aware that I am a recipient of your goodness. Thank you, Father. The nine who did not come back to him, to me, it was rude. But not only was it rude, it lets me know they were ignorant. They were misaligned with the truth. We are the recipients, not the creators of goodness. In acknowledging that we are the recipients and not the creator, We ennoble ourselves. God is the one being in all the universe for whom seeking his own praise is a loving act. He seeks his praise because he loves us, not because he's arrogant, not because he's big-headed, not because he wants to be the spotlight. He seeks praise simply because he loves us, and it's important to him that we understand that all these things come to him. Given that fact, we need to understand that praise and thanksgiving is not an option. It is a joyful indulging of a word designed and upheld by God. The only question is whether we will lift our voice and open our mouth to say, Father, I thank you. I thank you. Then after all this, he asked his question. He spoke to the man. He said, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. So not only was he healed, but now because he came and he gave gratitude and thanksgiving, he's well and he's blessed. And I wonder how the other nine men felt. When this man who went back rose up from his worship, finally caught up with them, telling them of the grateful exchange that he had just had with Jesus. They had missed him the opportunity to deepen their relationship by giving thanks. The grateful man received more than the other nine because he had his cure confirmed with a word spoken into his life. That word was, thy faith had made thee whole. Just keep in mind, the healing was out of the act of obedience. But because this one leper blessed the Lord, he thanked the Lord. He had a word spoken into his life. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. So not only was he healed, but he was blessed. Temple mercies are them doubled. It was doubled. And it was sweetened to us by the prayer of faith and returned by the praise of faith. So a lot of people get healed, but just because you heal don't make you whole. Just because you heal don't make you blessed.
Come on.
And sometimes we wonder why we've been healed, but nothing else is lining up, and it's simply because we fail to give a proper thanksgiving.
Give the thanks.
Gratitude brings benefits in this world we're in and in the world to come. The nine had their cure, but the one who gave thanks had his cure plus a relationship with God. The cure doesn't keep the cancer from coming and not returning again. A cure doesn't carry you from generation to generation to generation, but a relationship is an ongoing thing. Therefore, thanksgiving is continuous. It's not just present tense. It's just not past tense, but it's a continual test that at all times we should be giving thanks unto the Lord and blessing his holy name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endured forever to all generations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Let us magnify his name. He's good. He's merciful. He's a healer of all our diseases. He's our provision. He is our provider. He is the one that hides us under the wing of the Almighty. He is our doctor. He is our laureate. He is all these things, our protection, our burden bearer, our confidant, the one that we can confide in. And that is where we should be giving thanks, and that is why we should give thanks. Because when we give thanks unto the Lord, gratitude brings the benefit. We do not have a benefit without the gratitude. We must give thanks. And this Thanksgiving season, Sister Lewis, as we go forward, let's remember that we are the recipients of God's goodness. And remember to praise God from which all our blessings flow from our thanksgiving.
Yes.
Acts of obedience led to the healing, but the blessing and the favor did not come until he gave gratitude and he gave thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why all through the scripture reminds us over and over again, thanks unto the Lord. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and for your mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you for being the keeper when I'm in the valley, Lord. Lord, I thank you that when the storms of life are raging, that I can find my anchor in you, that I don't shift away, that I'm not just drifting, that I'm not floating. Father, I thank you that when the enemy came up against my mind, that you said in your word that if we keep our mind on you, that you would keep us in perfect peace, Lord.
Perfect
and because
peace.
We obeyed you, you kept me in perfect peace. When the enemy desired to shift me like wheat, Lord, that you raised up a standard of protection. And so, Lord, I thank you. When we didn't have a sense enough to pray to you, when we didn't have a sense of Lord, you protected us. When we didn't know the word, Lord, you protected us. You sent someone to pray on our behalf, Lord, to intercede and to cover us. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank
for all
you,
good and all perfect gifts, we know they come from you. So, Father, we take no credit for the things that we do. We take no credit for the knowledge that we have. We take no credit for the education. We take no credit for the job. But, Father, to everything, we know that, God, that it's impossible without you. So you are due thanks and gratitude.
Yeah.
And we love you for it. And because we give you gratitude, we are entitled to the benefits.
Yes.
And they are continuous benefits. I thank the Lord for my children. I thank him for my life. I thank him for the love of my life. I thank him for the men and women of God that he's planted around me to cover me, to shield me, to intercede on my behalf. I thank him for everything. And because I thank him, Sister Lewis, I dedicate everything that's concerning my life to him, because he is worthy. Everything I have, everything I own, everything I am to be, I take no credit for it, because I know that without God, these things will be impossible without him. But all
Come
things
on.
Are possible. So, Lord, I thank you on tonight. Sister Lewis, I would go even further. I thank you for every trial, because your trials make me strong.
There you go.
I thank you for the tribulations, Lord, because they made me wiser.
Yes.
I'm better, I'm stronger, and I'm wiser. Lord, I thank you for every attack that came, because it helped me to write my playbook. So as I go into the next season, I'm equipped, I am harmed, and I am dangerous to the Satan.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for the power. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for every gift, that when my feet hit the floor in the morning, the enemy begins to run.
Yes.
Because I know who I am in you. I thank you for salvation over my children's life. I thank you for your protection over them. I thank you, Lord, that they will be the men and women of God that you have called them to be. I thank you in advance, because Thanksgiving is an ongoing thing. So every day for the rest of my life, I will give you thanks.
Yes.
Though they slay me, yet will I trust you, Lord, because the good Lord gives and the good Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank for every hater, for everyone that envies, I thank you, Father, because every trial is making the men and women of God better. So we don't
stronger.
Cry, we don't tuck our tail and run anymore, but we just stand still and
thank
see the salvation of the Lord.
Know that he is
because
good.
Our last
yes,
days
ma'am.
Are declared to be greater than our former days, thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
And we magnify you, we give you thanks. In the midst of trials, we yet, because we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called to God's purpose and his will. So we thank you, because even though it doesn't feel good right now, we know that things are working together for our good. And, Father, when they come together, we know that it's going to be good. So we thank you, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, Sister Lewis, that is what the Lord gave me on Thanksgiving tonight. And so I'm going to give it back into your hands. I don't know if we have callers or anyone listening tonight, but I'm just excited about Thanksgiving. And I'm going to show God my gratitude so that I can possess the benefits that come along with gratitude on tonight. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Minister Randall. I was just sitting here thinking about just going through the reason why we go through in order to be able to give him gratitude for what he takes us through, that we know that he's on the other side. We're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out victorious. We're going to come out more than a conqueror when we tell him thank you. When we receive his blessings, we can say thank you. Then he's going to bless us some more. He's going to give us greater. He's going to take us higher. He's just going to make us flourish in him. But we got to have that attitude of gratitude for what he's doing, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether we're up, whether we're down, whether we're in, whether we're out. It makes no difference, because we know that at the end of all the problems, all the struggles that we go through, that we're coming out victorious so that he can get the glory. We got to give him glory. We got to give him thanks. That is my daily prayer. Thank you, Lord, for everything. I mean everything, and anything that he gives us, we got to give him the glory for it. You know, because he just loves us. He just loves us so much that I cannot, you know, I do understand now. I know why that leper came back. And you know what, Minister Red, I have to tell you that was my favorite song. When I first heard it, I had to go out and buy it. I was the one that came back to say thank you. You remember that?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
you remember that? Girl, that song took me through a whole lot of days. I was the one that came back to say thank you. And, you know, I shouted out all over my house one morning because I just was giving God the praise, because I was going through some stuff at that time. But I continued to give him thanks. I continued to cry out to him. I continued to thank him for what we were going through. I, too, am thankful for everything. I mean everything, not just one little thing, but everything. I thank him for the air that I breathe. I thank him for the lungs that I have to breathe with. I thank him for my mind, that he keeps me sane, that takes me through, that keeps me going from day to day. I thank him for the heartbeat that I have, the blood all over my body. I thank him for the activity of my limbs. I thank him for the legs that I stand on and the feet that I walk with. I thank you for just money in the bank. Broke, when I'm broke, I thank him. You know, there's no time that I don't give him thanks. And, you know, he's just so awesome. He's just so worthy. He's just so magnificent. There, you know what? They haven't really made a word for him that we can express. It's really not a word. Our caller did drop. I didn't know who it was, but I hate that they dropped. So I wish that we had a chance to get them to say something or give us a word of their thankfulness or something that they might have to say. So if they're listening by computer, please call us back, caller, and give us a word. If you got something you want to share with us, we would love to have you, whomever you were. But I'm just overwhelmed tonight, Minister Randall, and I thank you for that word. I thank you for being obedient and giving us that word that God had gave you. That's, you know, that's the reason why I love you, my sister, because you are always obedient to what God gives you and what he has you to share with us. It's such a wonderful thing to have you, and I thank God for you in my life, and I thank him for sending you to me.
I thank God for you too.
I mean, amen. I just have to tell it publicly that you have been very instrumental in the women of why was it
Glow?
Give me the when we were meeting in down in Ferris.
And Glow. For Glow. Uh-huh.
Glow. Yep. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, I was asleep. But women of Glow, you just don't know how much that inspired me, kept me going, kept me looking forward to doing that and coming on those Saturdays that we met and just wanted to just absorb everything that you had to tell us and teach us, and just being able to just being in God's presence, because I was truly anointed times. It was a good spirits there, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the vision that God has given you coming forth. Would you like to share that with us, women that win, I believe? Is that what it's going to be called?
Through Dr. Carter, we'll be launching RAIN soon, Women Who Win. And so they'll be launching in 2016. And so we'll have more information. But God has given him a great vision for the women of God. And so I'm excited about it. So we'll be things will be coming out shortly, be able to tell you more soon. But, yes, it's RAIN, Women Who Win. And I'm excited. Right. I'm excited. I thank God for him. And just he's been such a blessing. So.
Amen. He has been such a blessing into my life. He has spoke things into my existence and my life that I wondered where he got there from. I want to tell him how you know what you.
Well, I love him. So he does. Me? He does hear even what I don't want him to hear. He hears.
Who told you about that? I didn't understand.
I don't even try to pretend. I just go ahead and tell the truth because I know he already heard. Because if he's asking, he's heard.
He acts just like my pastor. My pastor, you know, Pastor Morgan has that gift also. I could be troubled with something and go in the church house on Sunday morning and sit down. And he gonna tell me exactly what I was thinking of, how to deal with it. And I found that Pastor Carter does that because on some mornings he just come with that word like, you I ain't talk to you.
He is on the right frequency, like I said. He's definitely on the right frequency.
Yeah, get them antennas out of my business, you know. So I give praises to God for him and his anointing, because he is very anointed with that word, and I love him for that, and I love you for that, and I am so pleased and happy to have you all in my life as friends and as mentors to somebody that I can, you know, look up to and go to and listen to when I feel I have the need to express myself to you, because I know you'll listen to me, and I know you'll give me the right answer, not just something that I want to hear. You know, I do have friends that will do that for me, and you are one of them, and I thank God for you in my life, and I thank God for your life and for what he's doing in your life also. So I just wanted to make that public.
We love you. We consider you family. We consider you family.
Amen.
We thank God for you.
Amen. And I wanted to let you know that we were so blessed by your presence on Saturday at the Cottrell House. You know, for those that don't know that you were there, I done just told it. But anyway.
That's okay. That's fine. It's not a secret.
But it was a blessing to us, and my husband is just want to call him and thank him himself personally. So I'm going to have to get his number so that I can have him call him and thank him, because he wants to talk to him. So I said, okay, I'll get the number for you and you can talk to him. Okay. But what I want to leave with our listening audience tonight, because it seems like they're all listening by cyberspace. They haven't joined us except for that one caller who dropped out. So we are going to say that in this season of Thanksgiving, and don't just let it be this November, the 24th, 26th, or whatever day Thanksgiving is, give thanks every day, all day, for what God has done and doing and what he will do for you. Because he loves you, and just as Minister Randall says, that he is looking for you to praise, give him the praise and the thanksgiving so that he can bless you more than you could ever imagine. All he wants is just to hear from you. All he wants to do is just keep that relationship that you say you have with him by giving him praise and honor and glory, and he will give you more than what you ever dreamed of having. God is faithful. God is good, and he loves each and every one of us. He has no respectable person. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he did for Minister Randall, he can do for you also. And we are living witnesses. We can testify to his greatness and his goodness. We wouldn't steer you wrong. We wouldn't mislead you. We wouldn't tell you anything that we have not experienced ourselves, that the goodness of God is real. He loves us. He wants our worship. He wants our praise so that he can keep on. Keep on. You hear me? Keep on.
Amen.
Blessing us. Keep on giving us life. Keep on giving us the desires of our heart. If, now, yeah, I know y'all got to give him some praise and some glory. If you want this victory, if you want him like he wants you, you got to give him something. And you can't be half-hearted about it. You can't just thank him when you get something and then forget about him the next day. It's a continual thing. It's a continual praise. He loves you just that much that he give you first and you give him a praise. He'll give you something else, you give him a praise. And just keep the relationship going. And you don't know how happy that he can make you. You don't know the joy that he can give you. He died for us to have that. He died for us to, he said, I give you my peace. I leave it to you. You know, he did a whole lot of things for us that we really sometimes don't think about, that is irrelevant to us. But if we really sit around and just think and get in that word, we'll give a revelation of, real revelation of what God did for us through his son, Jesus Christ. So I have that to leave. Minister Randall, what do you have to leave?
Sister Lewis, I just wanted just to encourage the believers and those who may not even be believers to just understand the benefit of gratitude and just take the time in all things and give God thanks in all things. A lot of times the things we think they're very small, but I don't think we understand that daily there are people who don't have food to eat. There are people who are homeless, and there's nothing they can do about it. There are people who don't have transportation. There's people without jobs. There's a mother and there's a father. Now, as we prepare to do what we want to do, go through the drive-through or go in the kitchen and fix something, there's a mother and a child that's sitting somewhere wishing they had a way. The things that we throw away, there's some young lady who has to compromise her body just to get the things that we take for granted. And we fail to stink and just give God thanks. And so on tonight, I want us to even look at the things that we consider small because to someone they're great. And just let the Lord know that we love him and that we appreciate him because our gratitude will bring forth the benefits of a relationship with him. And you can't be in a relationship without saying thank you. That goes for our godly relationship with Jesus Christ. That goes in our marriages. I can't tell my husband that I love him and never say, babe, thank you. I appreciate you. And so don't take God for granted. Don't take the people that in your life for granted. It doesn't take much to just take time to say, I thank you and I appreciate what you do and what you've done. And watch how the gratitude would open up blessings in your life and the lives of those who are connected to you. But just by being grateful and say, I thank you. I don't know about you, but when somebody tells me thank you, it makes you work harder. If my kids show gratitude for something that I do, It makes me work harder. If I cook a meal for my family and your husband says, babe, that was good, you're gonna really try to cook it good next time. Versus no one not saying anything at all. Likewise with our Heavenly Father. This is just stop and take him in consideration. Let him know that we know that it's him, that our blessings are coming through, and that we are being blessed. And we don't think that we're gotten to the point in our life where we just got it all and we don't need him. Just let him know that we love him and that we appreciate him and we understand that our blessings come from him. And I know it's Thanksgiving season and we don't want this to be just for this season, but if you haven't done that in the past, this is the perfect time to start. So start in this Thanksgiving season. Go to your children. Go to your grandchildren. Go to your husband, your wife, and ask them, babe, kids, what are y'all thankful for? And encourage your family to give God thanks for something in this season, and then make it happen every day, not just in this season. But this is just a good start. So if you haven't started, this is a good time to start in this Thanksgiving season by having your household, the people that you love, the people that you're connected with, the people that you're in covenant relationship with, to stop and give God thanks. I wonder what would happen, Sister Lewis, if we all gave him thanks. I wonder what would happen if the whole house, if everyone in the house just gave him thanks. I wonder just what benefits will come up on that house.
Hmm.
If we all gave him thanks. And so that's what I would like to leave the listeners on tonight. God bless you.
All right. You know what? That would be really, really a miraculous thing to come back and give all of us praise mm-hmm. at one time in this house. Boy, you talking about some blessings that will fall.
I believe that the angels in heaven would rejoice just by hearing somebody
ma'am.
From their heart.
Just
telling God, God, I thank you, because we've gotten so comfortable. We've gotten so content. A lot of us take so many things for granted. I was just sharing with someone, I don't know if y'all remember last year, the Uber boards came out, other boards came out, the little boards all the kids are riding.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they called it $800 when it first came out. And then they went to $400. And all the parents were out buying these things for their kids, including us. And probably 3 or 4 months after the kids got them, they didn't even pick them up.
Yes.
And we don't want to be that way with God.
No, ma'am.
So that's what I have tonight. Thank you, Sister Lewis.
Okay, I just want to play a portion of this song. I had to find it. I need to. You brought it up. I got to play it. Okay. This is how we're going to end our program tonight, and we're going to pray after this. Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Just get to Jesus.
We know he can free.
Thank you, dear God. Thank you. Minister Randall, would you go ahead and end us with a word of prayer, please?
Amen. Lord, on tonight, we shout with joy unto you upon all the earth, Lord. We worship the Lord, y'all. We worship gladly. We come before you tonight, receiving with joy, acknowledging that you are Lord our God, that you have made us, Lord, and not we ourselves. We are your people, Lord, and the sheep of your pasture. On tonight, we enter into the gates with thanksgiving. We go into your courts with praise. We give thanks to your name. We praise your name. For, Lord, you are good, and your unfailing love continues forever, and your faithfulness continues to all generations, Lord. We'll be thankful to you, Lord, in all circumstances. For, God, we know that it's your will that we belong to you, Lord. And, Lord, on tonight, we will not worry about anything, but instead that we pray about everything. Lord, and we give thanks unto you, Lord, because we know that you've already done it. Lord, we will thank the Lord because you are just God. We will sing praise to your name, Lord, on Most High. We will give thanks for everything that you do, God, Father, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. We give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. He is faithful, and his love endures forever. Lord, therefore, let us offer up through Jesus Christ a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to your name, Father. Father, on tonight, we thank you for the supporters, Lord. We thank you for Sister and Brother Lewis. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Beverly on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Sister Brother Terry on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Carter on tonight, Lord. All those who make it possible, Lord. And we give thanks unto you, Lord, for those that you placed in our life, Lord, to cover us, God, to lead us, God, to guide us, God, to help us, Lord, understand your word, Father. We give you praise and we give you honor on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask you to look on every family on tonight, Father. We ask that every family will go back to giving you thanks, Lord. Lord, we ask on tonight that you bring your family back to the dinner table, God, where we join hands and we bless our food and we give thanks unto you, Lord, and we magnify your name, Lord. Lord, we ask on tonight, Lord, that you let your peace come from Jesus Christ and let it come in and rule our hearts. For we are members of one body. You are called to live in peace, and we always will give you thanks, Father. So, Father, on tonight, we say that we love you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for just for being God on tonight, Lord. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for bringing us the far that you have, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, God, because we understand that without you, Father, we are nothing, Lord. Lord, we ask on tonight, Lord, you go into the hospital room, Lord. Lord, where there's bleeding, we ask you to stop the bleeding, Lord, on tonight. Where there is swelling, Lord, we ask that you reduce the swelling, Lord. Lord, we ask that you come in tonight and do what you know how to do so well, Lord. Lord, whatever you decide to do in our life, we will give you thanks, Lord. Wherever you take us, Lord, we'll give you honor, God. Whatever you do through us, Lord, all credit and all glory belongs to you, Lord, on tonight. Lord, we lift your name on high, Lord. We bless every man of God on tonight, Lord. We ask you, God, that you put people up under them, Lord, to lift their hands, Lord, to raise their hands when they're tired, Lord, to keep the torch burning, God, so they can fulfill your mission, Lord, and they may fulfill your plan. Lord, we bind the spirit of sickness and disease. We bind the spirit of sickness and disease that come up against your people, God. You said, Lord, when they were sick, let us call on the elders of the church, Lord, so that they may be hands and we shall recover, Lord. Lord, we speak recovering today in the name of Jesus. We ask that Satan take his hand off of the leader, Lord. You take your hands off of him now. We bind the spirit of cancer right now. We bind the spirit of leukemia right now. We bind diabetes right now. High blood pressure, you must come down now in the name of Jesus. There will be no sickness staying among us, Lord. We are well. We are well. We are well. We are well. Spirit, soul, and body. And Lord, tonight we thank you in advance for the healing, Lord. We thank you in advance for the vision, Lord, that you are bringing into manifestation, Lord. Lord, we thank you in advance for the delivering that's taking place, Lord. We thank you in advance for those coming to the altar seeking salvation, Lord. We thank you for provision, God. We thank you for funding on tonight, God. And we give thanks for this holiday season, Lord, as you prepare a table, Lord, for your people in the presence of their enemies, Lord. We thank you in advance, Father. We magnify your name. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord. And we leave with joy. Unspeakable joy. This joy that I have, the world did not give it to me. And the world can't take it away. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you, Minister Randall. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, Minister Randall. We just appreciate you so much. We love you. We thank you for just being with us tonight. We ask that you continue to pray for us. Keep us lifted up every time you think about us. Help us to keep us in your prayers. And please continue to pray for Sister Morgan, Minister Randall. She's home now, recuperating. She's doing pretty good. I didn't hear the results Pastor had given on Sunday, but she is home, so we want to keep her lifted up. And we want to keep us, all our sisters lifted up, all those that are going through, all those that have illnesses or financially bound or unemployed or just those that have issues right now, dear God. We just lift them up to you tonight, dear God, and we just ask you to keep us all, bind us all together as one, dear God. Help us to love each other, to comfort each other in times of distress and in times of problems. Help us to be those leaders that we can depend on, that we can lend a shoulder, lend an ear, lend whatever that they need, dear God. We just want to be there for our sisters tonight, dear God. That we need to just be able to just uplift and undergird. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Minister Randall. Thank you, God. And we will be back with you on next Monday night. Please join Minister Lewis on Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for Free on the Inside. We have Minister Wanda McKinley, who's on Thursday night on the same Blog Talk radio station, speaking on domestic violence. So those are the shows that we have right now. We're getting ready to launch some new stuff in the new year, 2017. So stay tuned to see what my sister, my friend, Free on the Inside, Domestic Violence, and all the others that are coming aboard, and what we're going to be going forth with in 2017. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you, Minister Randall, again. And we ask that you continue to pray for each other and love on each other as we go forth during the week. Have a great week. Love you much. We'll talk to you later.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.